What's it like having a radio marriage? You've had two.
Yeah, this is my second radio marriage. And very bizarre, actually, because when Pam decided to leave the programme, we'd been radio married for 34 years. I mean, longer than any marriage I'd been involved in real life, you know. And it was actually a loss. I did feel a loss when she went, coming back into the studio when she wasn't here, you know. It's, yeah, you kind of form a relationship. And it's nice when you've got an actor opposite you that you can relate to. And there's that, you know, there's that spark, that sympathy between the two of you. And that's sometimes when I think the scenes work best, when there's an undercurrent that isn't actually scripted, but you can feel it in the atmosphere of the scene. And that's what I love.
We were lucky as well, because we'd worked together before a couple of times,
hadn't we?
So
yeah.
That sort of cut out a lot of getting to know you, yeah. My new radio husband.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And, of course, when the character of Vicky came along, there was a strange parallel with your own life, wasn't there?
There was. I mean, even more so, because my wife was outraged. And, why are they called a Vicky? Because she's called Victoria. And she said, I hate the name Vicky. You know, so why didn't they call her somebody else? But yeah, indeed, because yes, this is my second marriage. And very much, you know, true love second time round. And not that it wasn't true love with Betty, but in a different way. I mean, I think this time Mike really has. He's madly in love with Vicky. And he's kind of
blinded
by the light. Some people say blinded. But no, I think he's regenerated himself. You know, he's become a slightly newer man than he was, certainly when he was with Betty, who was the matriarch of the house and ruled it. Not saying that Vicky doesn't, but Mike's much more hands-on than he was in the first marriage.
And Rachel, obviously, as an actor, you'll have played many, many marriages and relationships and so on. But it's different in a soap, where you're playing it over a long period of time. How's it been for you?
I've enjoyed the fact that we're getting to know each other a lot more, and that we know the way each other works, and there's a shorthand.
There is a shorthand, very much so. I mean, you get a shorthand in the way you look at each other and how
and you
take words off the page.
Absolutely.
And I think I think with any character, and I think certainly with Rachel when she came into the programme, that fed back into the scriptwriters, because they're hearing things and they're going, ah, right, we can run with this, because that's going to be a winner. And if they see that, you know, that relationship, that subtext coming in, they can use that to actually develop the characters in the way that we feel is working for us.
Yeah.